The Cold Omaha Podcast Network.
What's up, everybody? Brandon Warren here for the Cold Omaha Podcast Network, where I host Midwest Swing. You can find us on Twitter at Midwest Swing Pod. We are available on iTunes. We are available on Stitcher. And what are we going to do? We're going to talk about baseball and all other sports with a little bit of a Midwest twist to it. At times we'll be serious. At times we'll have fun. But ultimately, we just want to be a great podcast that Midwest people and people all over the country can listen to. That's Midwest Swing on the Cold Omaha Podcast Network.
Welcome to Cold Omaha's High School Hockey Podcast Special Edition, Mid-Tournament Edition. This is exciting. We're going to recap a little bit of quarterfinal action on both Class A and Class 2A, and then give you some updates on the flow that Tony's looking out for, I guess. And then let's predict what we expect to see tomorrow, Friday, and semifinal Friday.
And Can't wait.
Who is that? Is that Tony Scott? Do I hear you on the phone?
Yes, it is.
Tony Scott from the Youth Hockey Hub. Sorry, I didn't introduce you. And Carl East, you're in studio with me.
Yes, I am.
Sorry, I got overexcited because we just got back from Bemidji Grand Rapids, and that was a thriller, which we'll talk about in a little bit. Let's first talk about the week that was, which was Wednesday, which is 2 days ago now.
Right. Well, I think we can go 1 through 3 on both classes really quick.
Let's start with the morning sesh. Breck, Mankato West 8-0. Chase Ellison,
that's it. All right, next game.
Yeah, Mankato West came out great in the, you know, in the line at the start, you know.
Oh, that first player. Very good.
Yes. It's all downhill from there. But
strong, solid
with the
work.
A good start.
From
good
there
start.
Was over.
Good work, sir. Let's.
So, what
number
was
number four? I can't remember, but he had a good little intro. That's mm-hmm. for sure.
Yes. That's a little flow talk. Anyways, yeah. Chase Ellingson hat trick. Will Blake hat trick for Brack in this game.
Hat tricks for everyone.
Hat tricks was the theme of the day on Wednesday. Going to Thief River Falls, Princeton. This was a 6-1 win for Thief. Hat trick by Ethan Johnson. This was our first time seeing Ethan Johnson. Is this kid a stud?
Yeah.
There's no doubt. It's when you're playing against a little lesser competition, you're going to look like better. But there were times in the game where it was like it was his puck, and once he decided to dump it into the zone and get a change, it was released. It was that obvious.
Yeah.
Credit to Brendan Bushy, too, who released him a couple times with those long stretch passes.
Oh,
he's a great defenseman.
Bushy wearing 66, Lemieux over there.
I know.
But I thought Bushy played extremely well, and especially Ethan Johnson, when he wants to control the play, he controls the play. I think Les Larson's going to have his hands full with these guys. They beat him 4-1 earlier in the season.
At home.
So this should be an interesting game. Okay, let's move on to the next game, which I predicted the score that Hermantown would put up. 11-3, I predicted a touchdown going for two and then going for a field goal. Right, Carl? I was on that one. 11-3 over Litchfield. The only thing Litchfield had going for it was its hair.
Mm-hmm. Really. Oh, did they ever. Oh. They brought some double-A games. They had one kid on their team who's he's a for sure man. He'll make it for sure. His length, his mustache, his stripes, his mullet.
Yes.
He was outstanding.
Complete.
Complete
player. Like Jake Jones or something was his name. I don't have rosters in front of me.
They're good. In my backpack right now. It's not worth digging up. But anyways, this was pretty much a Hermantown win from the start. Cole Koepke got the hat trick, right?
Four.
Okay.
And you know what? You got to give a shout out to David Reisman from Litchfield. That's a name that you just write that name down.
Number seven.
Got a really long body, something he can really grow into. I could see him as a real strong prospect in a year or two.
I think you said to me, Tony, and I think rightfully so, that's a kid that can, beat Laverne. That's what he looked like, and that's what it really came down to.
Yeah, I know. Granted, they lost and they're by a big score, a big number, but you know, give that community credit. They beat Laverne, who's a known commodity in the Class A field. And they hung tough. It was 3-2 in the second period.
Yeah.
So give them a little shout-out, that's all.
Stuck around.
Yeah, they stuck around, but that Hermantown team is a very good team. They will play St. Paul Academy, who won 4-2 with an empty netter, right?
Yep.
Against St. Cloud Cathedral. The player that stood out in this game was St. Paul Academy's Justin Jolin. This kid was the real deal.
Deb McCabe gets the game winner, but I still think that if you had an MVP in that game, it's Jalen. He was all over the place.
Really controlling things, yeah.
Yeah, number 8 for SPA was just all over the ice. I mean, the one that makes SportsCenter was McCabe blowing up the water bottle, but I mean, it was really...
Yeah, he did.
The one that was blowing up the ice was Jalen, and I'm going to be kind of curious to see how McCabe and Jalen play against Hermantown. They don't play on the same line, right?
So that
will give them some depth against Hermantown, so that should be kind of interesting.
They're playing two for long stretches in this game, but those two lines can compete with pretty much anyone in the state.
Yeah, I don't recall. I sat by their bench and took some photos. I don't recall their third line seeing much ice time.
No, I don't think much at all. Yeah. I don't think Funk played them that much. Okay, any news or notes from the pressers on these ones that we remember?
No, not really. I mean, there were some good quotes. The quote I thought was the best was Danny Prompt, just for the record, Danny prompted me to ask it, and I asked Coach Plant if he wanted to comment, making any thoughts on playing a private school in the next round. He said no. And then he held his breath for about 3 seconds. And then, oh, you guys know how I feel.
Not for you guys, anyway. Not suck me into that this time.
No, he was fun. He treated it well. It was fun.
Yeah, so that was a fun day. It was a good warm-up on Class A Wednesday for today's action. Got started right away with the number 2 seed playing Farmington, Stillwater playing Farmington. 4-1 final for the Ponies. Stillwater was in control, but it felt like an even game the whole way through. Just the score was not.
Right. Yeah, I agree. I thought that Farmington really hung with them. I thought, again, goes back to skill players. Farmington didn't have the skill players to find it, and they had the Paling brothers. I mean, the Case brothers.
Yeah.
Didn't it kind of feel
slip.
Like that?
Yeah, it did. It did kind of feel like that. Yeah.
You know?
And so here's what I thought was a takeaway on this game is Farmington's shots, they had like 18 or some shots that did not hit the net.
Nailer had 4 in a row in the first 2 periods.
And it was kind of frustrating. It was like, if you guys start putting shots on the net, then you might start seeing something. The only one that was putting shots on the net for Farmington consistently was Tyler Jetty.
Yeah.
They're
at their best. They were teeing up Jetty and Holmstrom on the points and getting them to crash in a little bit, but... That wasn't enough. And credit Stillwater, too, for being very disciplined, just very sound defensively all game long. I mean, do you remember any Farmington odd man rushes there?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, and Seth Benson played great.
Mm-hmm. I mean, oh, yeah, Benson played
well. He
came
7 seconds away from, you know.
Yeah, shutout.
Yeah.
Shutout.
Well, and what Stillwater responded very well after T.J. Sagasar got injured in the game, injured in the first period, right?
Yeah, midway through.
It was kind of a weird point, and they responded well. They didn't notice that they missed him at all. And so they'll be tested, though, by the winner of the Wayzata-Burnsville game, which was Wayzata 3-1. Wayzata won this in the second period, doing its Wayzata thing, scoring a lot of goals in one period. Credit to Burnsville getting on the board quickly.
Yeah, they had a very strong first period.
Yeah, this was the Burnsville that we were expecting. Goal by Cade Borchardt, who I guess is on a blaze because he is on fire. 10 goals in the last 4 games. He is lighting it up right now. And I think one of the quotes from him in the press conference is, it's not over yet for them. And so they're still hungry to win consolation, so that's kind of exciting on their end.
Yeah, it's fun to hear that.
Yeah,
I thought the best quote from the press conference was when they asked, how did you game plan against Cade Portrait? He goes, I just put Hank Sorensen out there.
That was O'Leary, the coach of Wayzata, saying that. That was probably one of the best coach lines of the whole press conference.
Tony, what was the final count on Hank Hits?
13.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I said 14.
Yeah, not quite.
Yeah. Hank Sorensen was lighting it up both on the Jumbotron with the hair. The Jager perm with the stripes looked good.
That was solid. He couldn't help but smile. He was so proud of himself. It was almost as if he did the perm himself. That's how proud he was.
Wouldn't be surprised. But,
Right, that wouldn't either.
Yes, that would not be surprising at all. But I think this goes. Schilling played well.
Mm-hmm. He played great.
Yeah, I mean Schilling. I tweeted out he was like making cat-like saves. This was Schilling. This was
for
a
first
wise
period.
Yeah,
first
for
period.
The first period
when he had to. Yeah,
when he had to. But this was a Wyzetta win. This is a stereotypical Wyzetta win. If you're going to watch them all season, this is how they win. They come back or they score bunches at one time, and they just
grind
you out.
I mean, think about the comeback wins that they have.
Yeah.
Yeah, comeback win over Creighton. Comeback win over
Edina.
Edina. Comeback win over Grand Rapids.
Rapids.
Comeback, I mean, they have so
Eden Prairie,
many
I think they did. I mean, they have a – I even asked Pat earlier that in the press conference, do you guys like playing down? Because, I mean, they have a way of coming back, and this is.
I don't remember what his answer was, but I don't think any coach wants to come back.
His answer was, "I would rather have a 3-goal lead, but yes, we do well."
Just Duluth's last season. Yeah.
Yes. Sad. Anyways, going on to the one match, 1-8 quote unquote matchup, the Eden Prairie Anoka game, the first of the night games, 7-3 Eden Prairie. Casey Mittelstadt got 5 assists. I mean, it was to be expected, I guess. This is what we thought.
Yeah, that was like, I'm convinced that the Eden Prairie JV would have given them a harder game. What was it? I mean, they didn't have a game plan.
Yeah.
You know, they just let Casey roam free. They never put a body on. He could do whatever he wants.
No.
Hard to win like that.
It looked like shimmy out there.
It really did. And the other thing is Michael Graham looked good in this game, too. I thought he...
Well, yeah, because they were playing shimmy and they weren't bodying him either.
Mm-hmm. No. I just... Maybe they weren't ready to see an elite team, but, you know, they played Blaine this season. They know what it's like to play a first-rounder. So, and they...
Right.
So, I don't know. Anyways, Eden Prairie easily moves on. Are they going to have any fans tomorrow?
Please bring fans,
I
Eden Prairie.
I have bad on their fans. I didn't hear them, but...
No.
You know, I've been the biggest Eden Prairie fan hater of them all. I don't know why, but it seems like...
Well, they just keep getting
worse.
If
I went to high school and I didn't play hockey, how could you not be a fan of this team? I mean, you have 2 NHL draft picks to go watch every night. You have a potential state champion, and... What's better? Is there something better at Eden Prairie going on?
I know.
You know, that's my frustration. It's not, you know, ripping on the fans. But they have such a great product. You know, if there was such a thing for high school hockey being a product, they have a really good one.
Well, even their community at large sort of thing.
Yeah.
And it's a shame. Their student section barely covered 2 sections.
In the upper deck.
And this is the largest school in the state.
Right. Last time I checked, I went to an Eden Prairie football game. Same type of product. Place is packed.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I went to an EP Edina game this year. Same thing. Yeah. Same thing. Anyways,
right.
Enough
Let's
talking.
Go to the fun one here.
Yeah.
The fun one. The overtime thriller. Grand Rapids beats Bemidji 3-2. Overtime winner by Alex Adams. The hero, pretty much, of Grand Rapids.
Mr. March,
yeah. Carl dubbed. This was the game. This was one of the tourney games. This is why you get up to watch the tournament.
Yeah, it was a great hockey game. It was exactly what you thought. Because the 2 teams skated a 1-1 tie, right?
Yeah.
So you figure this game's going to be pretty close. They played against each other at youth thousands of times. They all know each other. There's no mystery about these games, about these teams. So when they played, I figured it was going to go to OT. And it was 2-1 after 2. I'm like, we made it to the score, and we're going to go to OT. And sure enough, it happened.
Well, it was very close to be 3-1. It was 0.1 seconds pretty much away. Yeah. Those of you who were in the rink, and for some reason the replays that are controversial are not playing on the Jumbotron, but luckily for us, we can see them on live TV, and it was close.
Yeah.
to say,
yeah, I for whatever reason, because I was shooting pictures and I was looking, I could not see a replay of it.
Okay, yeah, it was clearly not in.
It was clearly
and
not.
And I was tweeting too the unbelievable nature of the goal. So I look up, I'm like, oh, correction, no goal.
And I don't think anyone heard the horn either because it was
no
so
the
loud.
The light went and then the buzzer went at the same time. And so, but literally the puck was in the crease when it went. And it's just, you know, you win some, you lose some. And
that was an unbelievable individual effort by Micah Miller.
Oh, yeah, to go up on the boards and then cut it back to the middle of the ice. Oh, that was a great, great play by him. I thought both teams played outstanding. I thought Bemidji played more sound. Pretty much the whole game. Grand Rapids almost gave me a heart attack during points of this game.
That's what they do.
Yes.
But Micah Miller's goal, though, well, that was an amazing goal. That rang off like three pipes.
Yep.
Oh, God, that was fun. So they will play Eden Prairie tomorrow. Let's talk first about some flow, Tony. We love hair.
Oh, my gosh.
You love hair. Barry Melrose apparently likes hair.
Oh, yeah. Barry and I talked tonight. It was kind of weird.
Oh, you talked to Barry?
What's that? Yeah, well, he's coming to do a story on – he's in town to do a story on
hair. So, of course, I'm going to
hair and the culture of hair. Yeah. And he'll be interviewing us tomorrow as part of their E60 story on hockey hair and hockey culture in Minnesota. So.
Well, the Rose has some of the best hockey hair in the country, but let's talk about our kids and their hockey hair.
That's right. That's right.
Let's start with this. I thought Class A might have been better than Class 2A in some points.
Yeah, there was some major disappointments. Eden Prairie.
Oh, come on, Eden Prairie.
Eden Prairie and Bemidji tonight. Oh, yeah. The two worst. I mean, I said in my tweet, I said, worst, or on my blog, I said, those guys are going to Mariucci in the fan flow in the flow game. I mean, they're brutal. I mean, oh, they had one kid, Louis Roll, looked pretty good.
But they were happy to be clean cut. And no. It
allowed.
Was like a military school, okay? That looked
like
the cadets.
It was. I said
you think
that
you are St. Thomas
like,
Academy.
It's not St. Thomas Academy.
No.
Well, let's get to the highlights. I mean, talk about. I mean, starting this guy could go through every team.
Yeah.
But you know, Jonah Bischoff looks like a Barbie doll. Somebody put a shaving kit on.
I saw him
at
Venice Beach. I mean, this guy. Oh.
And then what's the guy's name? 14 Berg.
Oh, no, Eric Soderberg.
Soderberg. Oh, yeah, the flavor saver.
The flavor, and makes you remember it.
The flavor saver. He could just look at this.
Oh.
Look at this thing. Oh, man, you know, that thing was special.
Nobody repped the Pavano, though. You know, the Carl Pavano stash,
the thick
stash. But, I mean, Rapids' mustaches were great. There was some.
A guy from Anoka. So Anoka had two things that I want to talk about. I want to talk about the kid who had the blonde hair and the black mustache. Right? I mean, the carpet needs to match the drapes, young man.
Yes.
I mean, come on.
He'll learn.
Pretty solid. And then there was a few of them, number six, and a couple guys late in the 20s.
Yeah,
their dye job went bad, so they looked more like a golden retriever.
Yes.
They're slowly declining as you went down the line. Yeah,
I was like, wait, it's red. It's not even blonde, you know.
Oh.
So that they were solid though. I think that they were the number one AA team. Even they didn't need the dye. They had such good flow.
What's the Wyzetta's backup goaltender? It's Reed
Waschenko.
God, some redhead flow. Oh, that was good flow. There was some good redhead action.
There was a lot of ginger.
A lot of ginger
this year.
Yeah.
Oh. Like, there's you could have your own ginger category.
You
like
might have to do
last
tournament.
Night.
I don't
know about this. St. Cloud Apollo had three in a row right out of the gas. Ginger. There was some good stuff. I thought Apollo was one.
No,
of
not
the
Apollo.
Best.
Cathedral.
Sorry.
Wishful thinking, Tony.
Yes.
Yeah, Cathedral. I'm still stuck on Apollo. I'm sorry.
No, Cathedral had great flow throughout like head-to-toe flow. This was, and it was long. They had long flow.
Good length. Ethan Johnson had great length.
Ethan Johnson for Thief was good.
You know, talk about Nolan Sawchuk. I listed my number one. You know, he's got such long hair all year long. You're
it's
watching
consistent.
Hair coming out of it.
That's the thing,
down, cover the number four.
But it was gelled.
Like, he comes out, he looked like Axl Rose. Like, yes.
And the same thing is, you know, he didn't just rush that up for the tournament. It's like that every game for him.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. Well, yeah. Exactly.
The other one that I was it the Litchfield kid that looked like Robert Plant?
He's the winner.
No, the one that looked like Robert Plant, the last one, like number 37.
Oh,
remember?
No,
him?
I said he looked like Kenny G. You said he looked like
he looked like
Plant.
Robert Plant's kid. It was
Not more Kenny G. He was solid. He was what threw me. He was the convincing blow is why Litchfield was one of the best in the A.
And I think they had an afro on their team, too. Yeah, and like a white fro. Or no, they had a regular fro.
Oh, speaking of fros, what about Stillar, Mapstone?
Oh, yeah.
And I don't remember who the other, but back-to-back.
Yeah.
Yeah. They had good
beautiful curls. I mean, my goodness.
Micah Miller, frosted tip throw.
Yeah, and the stripes.
Yeah, and the stripes. There was solid stripes.
And I think being on ESPN was going to Noah Cates' head a little bit there when he came out and just running the hand through it over and over again, just rubbing it in.
Yeah. We had a lot of pandering, Tony. Yeah.
Yes, there was.
There was a lot of pandering.
The panders will be expelled from school. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, you cannot pander like that. We understand. We can see what you have, okay?
Yeah, you don't have to play with it.
Okay. Let's speak for
yourself. All right, my last one, and this has nothing to do with hair and whatever, but I know Zach stays called pretty well. Zach obviously replaced Blake. So he gets in the game, right?
He's probably,
get your pads. He probably knew way beforehand, but so he brings his pads down from Grand Rapids. He gets to skate out. He knows he's probably not going to play, right?
He's listed as the third.
Third goalie. He comes trotting out, and he's a pretty shy kid. Not really, that outgoing of a kid. He drops the wink right at the last. I'm prouder of that. What a beautiful wink.
Good work, Zach.
that Matt Funk, SPA's head coach, wink. Oh, that one was good, too.
I didn't see it. My head must have been down when that happened. That was good.
But, it's always great when a coach, is flaunting it, too.
Mm-hmm. Oh, last there's Coach Doman.
Doman, yeah.
What did he have going there? It was like he had horseshoes going in front of his face.
Oh, a pony.
He got the horns. Yeah. He had the horns going. Yeah, that was
good.
Yeah,
they had horns.
Yeah, that was good. Mr. Tubness type
and
of look there.
And you know what, he made the show 2 years ago. Yeah, and with those horns, he'll probably make it again.
Yeah, I mean,
coach.
He looked like Kenny Powers 2 years ago when he went jet black.
Yes.
But okay,
all right, let's talk about what's going on tomorrow.
Tomorrow morning action, first game, semifinal Friday, Class A. We have Breck versus Thief River Falls. What are you guys seeing this one? I think this is Breck, and I'm gonna go with they're more skilled, they have more team speed. And they're going to get the puck in the net more than Ethan Johnson will.
If you're TRF, you're just bunkering down. You are trying to play really tight D and then sneak Ethan out when you can.
Yeah, I think that I'm going to go with a surprise here. I think Thief River's going to beat him.
Okay. Why?
And we're going to have an all-northern final.
Why?
I just think they have as much upfront talent as Breck. And they can score. They can put the puck in the net. Mm-hmm.
You know, and the one thing I will say on Breck, to give you credit on this, Tony, at points that I've seen them this year, they've looked sloppy in the defensive zone breaking out the puck. They looked like that against SPA when I was there.
Yep.
They looked like that against Blake when I saw them play in the semis and sections. They can get kind of on the lazier side. And I'm calling out the second best team in Class A, but that's what I've noticed. And if you do that in the tournament, you're going to get burnt.
I'm not sure TRF has the depth to forecheck them enough to do that, though.
Bushy's going to be out there for the whole game.
Yep.
You're going to see 66 for defense on Thief River Falls. He's going to be out there a lot. And I'm going to guess that TRF is going to go 1-2, 1-3, 1-1, 1-1.
After every time out,
And so you're going to see a heavy dose of Ethan Johnson and probably Breck's best forechecking line against him because they're going to have the last change, and so that's going to be how that one's going to be done,
I
want to say.
Which is interesting because I think Breck is really the only team that can beat Hermantown.
I think so, too.
Yep.
Yep, I will agree. They have the most firepower to compete.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't think that Thief River can do what they need to do for three straight days.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just don't think they can do it.
Okay, let's talk about Hermantown.
So if you're a Hermantown hater, wrestling tomorrow.
Yes, yeah. Yes. But Hermantown has to beat one private school to do so, to get to that final, and that is St. Paul Academy and Summit School playing Hermantown. And that, the first game's at 11, the second game's at 1, probably closer to 1:32. But
Or 2:45, you know, whatever. They don't care.
Well, we got 5 overtimes, so it'll start at 4 in the afternoon. But.
So I think this is an interesting game. I think that pound for pound, first line, second line, these two teams are very even, but it's going to be a lot. I think this game is going to look a lot like the Burnsville Wyzetta game. I think I think SPA could get up. I think they could give them a game. I think at the end of the day, just like Pat was saying in the Wyzetta interview, they will be deeper.
Yeah.
They have a third and fourth line that I personally know is way deeper than anything that Matt's got on his bench
on lines
3 and 4.
Yeah.
And that will, at the end of the day, will burn SPA. Mm-hmm. But that first and second lines, we're talking Ollie Frazier. Those two teams will go back and forth. It will be very exciting.
Should be a very open game.
Two-thirds of a hockey game, and I think eventually Hermantown puts them away.
Mm-hmm. Well, Hermantown is a very heavy, heavy Class A team. They will wear you down. They wear down opponents either by goals or they'll hit you too. They don't mind that. So that's not an issue for them at all. But I think depth is just the storyline in this one. But if SPA gets on the board, they can get on the board, you know, on a couple of chances. As we saw in the Litchfield game with Hermantown, goaltending can be a soft spot for Hermantown at points.
Yeah, Hermantown was a little sloppy in back yesterday. And
yeah, again, just like Eden Prairie was sloppy too. But when you're pounding somebody and super confident, You become sloppy.
Yeah.
When they're playing
somebody good,
they won't be sloppy. I promise you they won't be sloppy.
Lou, back it off, okay? They're going to play their game, okay? They got to continue to play their game to win.
to ask me this is why we're having this discussion on Hermantown. Mm-hmm. Did they lose or tie to a Class A team this year?
Hermantown has not lost a game to a Class A opponent other than the state final, I think, since 2013. Someone tweeted that out yesterday.
And that will continue.
Yep.
Okay. Now let's talk about tomorrow's Class 2A matchups. The first matchup is the Stillwater Wyzetta matchup. This game will theoretically happen at 6, but probably closer to 6:30.
6:19.
Anyways, this should be a fun matchup. Both teams have depth, but Stillwater's depth is going to be a little bit of question marks, just because we don't know if TJ Stegosar is going to play, and Manning has a concussion.
Yeah, I'm hearing from good sources that Luke Manning will be out.
Okay.
And when I say concussion, that's gone, like not coming back.
Okay.
For the tournament. So
wish him the
Stegosar's out. That really, again, it's a really deep team, but that's just not gonna help them through the attrition process that we just talked about with Hermantown. But if they play a team like Rapids or ET or even Wyzetta for that matter, those two teams will wear them down. They're deep. Mm-hmm.
Wyzetta wears you down. That's their motto, is they will wear you down. They roll four lines, 60, and it will wear you down playing them. I think this is going to be a 3-2 games type of thing. Schilling and Benson are going to stand on their heads because these are some of the better goaltenders in the field left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, my only problem with this game is some of these state tournament games get kind of boring. This is going to be one of those that's going to be kind of boring.
Yeah.
Don't like
grinding
a pitcher's duel. If you don't like pitcher's duels in baseball, you don't get too excited about this game.
But if
you like speed and you like puck movement and you like two teams that have some skilled players on the front and back end and like good goalies, you're going to see some big saves tomorrow night. I guarantee it.
Yeah, you're going to see Mark Senden make some plays, being strong on the puck. We saw that, in today's matchup against Burnsville. You're going to see
what a goal! What a goal! Yeah,
rushing in.
And you're going to see some Kate to Kate's, matchup, type of passes here. Brother to brother love is really fun to watch in the tournament because the chemistry is very nice.
Mm-hmm.
But Schilling is going to probably stand on his head and make a couple of really fun saves because he's a traditional goaltender that makes good saves.
Are you leaning Wyzetta?
I'm leaning Wyzetta.
I pick Wyzetta.
Oh, my. I don't know why. I'm kind of leaning Wyzetta. Let me just go back to that Senegal goal.
Sure.
Just for those out there, what he did is so hard. When you're going at full speed on your forehand, I'm a left-handed shot, and to actually go back to your backhand and lift it 11, 12 inches over a goalie's pads at full speed, it's an incredible feat what he pulled off on that goal. It was amazing.
People give him a hard time a lot, questioning North Dakota's reasons to pick him sometimes.
Yeah.
But, you watch plays like that, and he is just all around. His game is great. Yeah. He has every aspect of his game is very good.
Why is that? His style sort of hides him a little bit, and he doesn't put up big points you expect out of a North Dakota recruit. But yeah, when you watch him play and make rushes like that, you see why.
Yeah, Wyzetta's style of play does not behoove great players.
Mm-hmm. No, or big scorers.
Because they get lost, and we saw that with Zimmer, we saw it with Freitag. You see it every time, they just kind of get lost in the haze. So I'm leaning Wyzetta, Carl.
Yeah, I picked Wyzetta to win it at the start, and not going away from that yet.
Tony?
It's funny. I hate them going against Stohart here, but I'm going Wyzetta, too.
I feel like we're going to see the Sorensen hit meter. The Hammer and Hank is going to be out there, and he's going to make some fun plays, too. And I don't see them losing. But anyways, it's the tournament. I'm not predicting anymore this year. Now, the creme de la creme, the nightcap.
Oh, my gosh.
What a game.
This is going to be the game of the games. Eden Prairie plays Grand Rapids. The stadium will be in orange, and it will be cheering all for Rapids. 207 will be chanting Rapids, Rapids, guaranteed. This is going to be fun to watch. What's going to be the difference maker in this game, you guys?
Well, I think this is almost like a mental chess match. They're both line up some just superstars, right? They both skate well. They move the puck well. Which team will have something go wrong and not be able to respond? Because there's going to be, like the East Rapids game, there's going to be some body blows here, and who crumbles? I say Rapids does not crumble. I picked Rapids to win the tournament.
So
I say Rapids is more mentally tough than EP, so I'm going Rapids here.
I think that's a good point. You look at this Rapids team, they've been down 3 goals, right, in the third period, Carl?
No, two.
Two?
Two.
Only
two.
East
Let's
makes
go
three
three.
goals.
Let's build it up.
Only East makes three Let's goals.
Build it up.
Come
back. Four goals.
Seven goals. But no. This is a team that knows what it's like to, come back and win. This is a team that is okay with, playing loose in that sense, too.
So imagine if it's Wyzetta, not just the Caesar man, if it's Wyzetta and Grand Rapids. If somebody gets ahead, neither team's going to know what to do.
Yeah. It's going to stop the game. What do we do?
I just think the only thing that's going to ruin Grand Rapids is so you let Casey run loose. Mm-hmm. You get sloppy defensively.
Casey against that defense, that's going to be a challenge.
Rapids' defense is shaky at best.
Hey, Carl, can you look up, if it's not in your head, can you look it up really quick, what the score was? I know that EP beat Rapids, but can you look up the score?
I have my my iPad up. So
I just
want to
know if it was really bad. It was really bad.
Yeah, because we were out.
Casey had four assists.
There's so many games in those 2 days. I can't remember. Yeah. I know
we were at
EP
that one.
Won it. Yeah, I was at it. I remember EP was
controlling the first couple periods, and Rapids had a little rush maybe early in the third, made it sort of interesting, but then EP pulled away again.
Rapids, if we remember, for the Edina Holiday Classic, they rode the game high that was the Edina game because they hadn't beat Edina. Yeah, and they killed them, and they hadn't beat Edina for ages, and so it was a good win. And then they come back, and they lay an egg 6-3 is what I'm seeing, but I don't think it was that close. Let me click on the box score of this. Sorry, real time action here. And
obviously we prepared extensively for this.
Thank
part.
You for putting us on the spot, Tony. But it was 4-3 in the third.
Yep, and then they made it close.
And then Nolan Sullivan got a goal And then there was an empty net goal by Sullivan as well. Yeah.
I don't really remember Rapids threatening to ever tie it up in the third.
No, and shots were 14-3 in the first period for Eden Prairie, and they got two in the first, and it was 37-24 shots for Eden Prairie. It really felt like Eden Prairie was always in control of this. And the here's another key to this game. The previous game, it was a Rapids went 0-for-4 on the power play. Eden Prairie went 3-for-4.
That's right. They're all on the power play.
And so, and that's
stay out of the box.
Rapids.
Who is the goaltender? Was it Stayskull? I think it was.
I think you're right on that one. Let me scroll down. Stayskull got yanked for Joe Burt.
But then I think after the game, Trent said, though, no, our whole plan was to play 50-50.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if I believe that.
Right.
Yeah, after listening to Trent Klatt in the press conference, I don't believe that at all.
No.
So, no, this one should be a fun game. I have Rapids in this. I'm riding the cardiac cats, you know, sort of thing. The Rapids was my pick to win the tournament, and I think that they were going to beat Wayzata. That was my pick, actually. Carl?
So I've already picked Rapids, and I'll just go on one more time.
Yeah.
Here's why they're going to be Rapids. They beat Duluth East in Duluth in miraculous fashion.
Yeah.
They consider themselves invincible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They're bulletproof.
Yeah, I mean, Rapids is feeling like a team of destiny right now. It seems like someone new is stepping up every night when they need someone to. It's Adams. Yep.
Miller.
Yeah. Miller was huge tonight. Yeah. Hain was huge in the section final. Matson was invisible for a long time yet tonight, but he had a great assist on the winning goal. So
it was unbelievable.
Yeah.
That was Pat White, like Pat White, like to Sammy Rendell. Those of us who remember that one. But anyways, I to go on Matson, I think he's like a ghost, Casper the ghost. Sometimes you see him and he's very noticeable, and other times you don't know that the ghost is there. And that's just the way he plays. But, I mean, he was very good and skilled type of areas today. And, you know, if he continues to play like that tomorrow, they can use it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But
yeah.
I still have to make my pick here. And I'm torn, but I'm going with Casey.
You're going with Casey? You want a late conference final, Carl?
I don't want it, but I'm a northern boy. Of course I don't want that, but what I want and what I think are going to happen are two different things.
Okay.
I might boycott if that happens.
Tony, that's a lie.
And I love those two guys, the coaches and the teams.
Yes.
Yeah. Come on, that's not TV.
I know.
We see Dinah and Wayzata and EP and
this would be
talking to all the time. It's
Anyways.
Yeah, exactly.
So, okay, quick, let's go. One thing to look for tomorrow, if you're going to the tournament, seeing any of the games, Carl. One player, one person, one team.
Just watch Casey. Watch Casey.
Tony?
Well, that's you took my answer.
Yep.
He took my answer, too.
He is of those four games, he's the one you got to see.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm going to switch gears here, and I'm going to say Justin Jallon from SPA.
Yep.
He can, if anybody can deliver the upset blow to the Goliath, it's going to be number 8 from SPA.
I'm going to switch gears completely again and say the Grand Rapids Pep Band.
Wow. They are unbelievable.
Yeah. They are awesome.
Unbelievable.
Their Ole Ole song.
Like, is this
best hook
really,
in high school.
Are they really playing these songs? Are they really playing them this well?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the drummer he bangs on the drum during the game, which I swear is against Minnesota State High School League rule. But this is coming from my senior year. We brought a sword into the tournament and stabbed a beach ball. So, that was our cadet colonel who then went to West Point.
Speaking of beach ball, shout out to the Dice beach ball today. That's fantastic.
I took a picture of that and tweeted that out. The Dice, anyways.
Giant inflatable dice.
I didn't see a beach ball tonight.
We saw a couple during the
Wayzata
game.
Wayzata
game. Anyways, hopefully paper airplanes tomorrow.
Yeah.
Those are solid.
We should pull up one from the press box.
I keep saying parachute guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, this should be an exciting section semifinal Friday for Cold Omaha's High School Hockey Podcast. Check us out at coldomaha.com. All Between Tomorrow at COHS Hockey Pod. Carl, you are
at Carl East Hockey.
And Tony?
At Youth Hockey Hub.
Thanks for listening, you guys.
Good night. Have or good night. Morning or whatever it is.
Yeah.
Bye.
Hey guys, this is Tom Schreier, co-founder of ColdOmaha.com. Thank you for listening to the Cold Omaha Podcast Network. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast on iTunes and leave us a comment and a rating. Also, don't forget to check out ColdOmaha.com to see all of our podcasts and read articles about your favorite teams in the Twin Cities. If you have any suggestions or comments on anything related to Cold Omaha, email us at editors@ColdOmaha.com or follow us on Twitter @ColdOmahaMN.